Hey everyone, Tom and Bunny here, and I know we're getting ready to watch our next video, and if you find this video useful, or some of the videos in the past, please do us a favor by booking your travel through us at tomstrips.com, or give us a call at 1-800-285-0853, and I can answer any questions and get you booked on your next lifestyle vacation.
Hey everyone, we're Tom and Bunny from TomandBunny.com, and we recently just got back from Hedonism 2 in Jamaica with Tom's Trips, your leader in adult lifestyle travel.
And we spent 3 weeks in Jamaica.
21 days.
21 days. And boy, let me tell you, it was long.
It was a ball buster.
It was a ball buster.
We've traveled around the United States for like a couple months, but never out of the country for such a long, long period.
I missed my baby.
Yeah, Bama Bear.
We really missed our baby, but you know what? I was the perfect wife while I was there.
You were?
I was.
How were you? Dare I ask, how are you the perfect wife?
Because I brought you a picture of Bama.
She did bring a picture of Bama.
So I could put it by the nightstand.
I'll post a picture here.
See, I'm special.
You are. Who brings a picture of their dog?
On vacation?
We weren't on vacation.
We were working. For a living. We did get 4 days of a vacation.
Though,
absolutely amazing.
So let's start. You wanted to start with something. So let's, if you're listening to this on a podcast, this is kind of a visual thing, so you might want to jump over to our YouTube channel, Tom and Bunny. And so Motor Bunny reached out to us.
Yes.
And they said, we got a new roller bag you might be interested in. I'm trying to figure out what way my head tilts. And we already have the hard case. It's right behind me back there. You can see black the silver and black thing. And they thought this would be a little more to our needs because it has a lot of compartments. Mm-hmm.
And it's a soft-sided and it fits right in the car perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so they asked if we needed any more attachments because we keep a Motor Bunny at Hedonism in Jamaica, but we also have two Motor Bunnies here. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I think we're good, but let me just take a look just in case they came out with something new that we didn't have. So I jump on their website and I noticed that they had a Doc Johnson Vaculock attachment. I don't know how long it's been there or how long they've had it for the original Motor Bunny. Now, we have that attachment on the Buck, mm-hmm. but we never had it on the original Motor Bunny. So, Bunny has a bunch of Doc Johnson marital aids, shall we call them?
Yes.
She has from skinny to thick to long to short to different types of textures to double.
Yeah.
And she has a hand thing.
So I've got quite the array.
Yeah. So when we saw that, we reached out and said we could definitely use that attachment. And we'll take one to Hedonism in Jamaica. So that way, if someone hasn't tried the Motor Bunny, they can bring their own preferred Doc Johnson attachment to try out on an actual real Motor Bunny. Mm-hmm.
And it makes it because that way the girl is more comfortable when she tries something, knowing that she is already comfortable with it. So it's a good multiple use to try it.
Right. And like Bunny, like I said, she has an array of attachments and depending on the time is depending on what attachment.
So I have an extra special one now.
You do. So we thought, oh, we're going to get this Vaculock attachment. Let's go on Amazon and let's order a Doc Johnson.
Yeah, let's order a new one. Something that is different that I've never tried before.
We went to the Marital Aid store. And, oh my God, they're about 3-4 times more money than on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So we didn't buy one that we were holding in our hand. We can figure it out, look at the size, the girth. So when we're looking at it, we were looking at one that was kind of, it didn't look like a human.
No, it looked a little bit different. So I thought, oh, you know what? This one looks really interesting. I've never tried anything like this before.
It has like 3 different big, bulky mm-hmm. ridges. And so they had a small one and a large one. Now, us not thinking, the large one said 10 inches.
Did say 10
inches.
And we're
thinking, you don't have to put it all the way in.
No.
And it said 2.5 inches around.
So I'm like, okay.
We're thinking 2.5 inches is like, you know.
I'm doing girl math.
Yeah, I'm doing guy math. And so the other one was quite a bit smaller, mm-hmm. like 1 7/8 or
right.
something.
So I figured,
which we're thinking is like the small one, because she has thin ones and mm-hmm. girthier ones.
So Tom's like, yeah, you could handle the other one, you know. So yeah, go big or go home.
Yeah. We didn't know Size Queen was a real size. When we were at the Marital Aid store, they had Size Queen ones that were like this big mm-hmm. around, like the fence post. Mm-hmm. And like this long. So this big around, that long. No way, we thought, because we thought Doc Johnson's were more human anatomy.
Yeah, more so. Yeah, because they have
It was all corn stars.
Yeah, corn stars. Yeah, so you could use their anatomy.
Exactly. So if you watch them on the movies, you can actually use their aid.
So I really, you know, in going back, I really wish that Amazon would put on there that it might appear bigger.
Smaller.
Or smaller.
It might appear smaller than actual size.
Oh, yeah. It appears smaller than actual size. So, this is what
we haven't even opened it.
And we're
figuring out some type of pool game to use with it. Bunny was thinking ring toss or...
It's pretty
But I think
heavy
it would
too.
Weigh down our luggage going to Hedo, so...
Well, it's definitely going to Hedo because it's not staying here.
Why not? We'll just put it up on the TV stand.
All right. So this is what I ordered.
Look at... Put your fist up there. Put your fist up next to it. Put your fist up next... No, like next to it. Look at that thing. That's her fist. That's crazy. Well, I mean, I'm not saying it's crazy because some people would
some
be
people
able to
could.
Have no problem.
Yeah, but no.
Not this, Bunny.
This is not going in my marital aids box.
So all the comments that we get, looking for some BBC? No, we aren't. We're not opposed. We're equal opportunists.
So,
but
you know,
if a guy is that big, it's definitely a no. Unsubscribe from our channel. Don't comment. Don't follow us because it's never going to happen.
So basically what I just bought was a $50 ring toss game.
We haven't even taken a... I wonder if we can get reimbursed for that for a ring toss game. I doubt it. We'll get a huge no.
So yesterday it comes in the mail. Comes through Amazon. And Tom's like, well, what's this other box? And I'm like, well, that's the Doc Johnson that I ordered.
And this box is huge. And it weighed 5 pounds.
He's like, in this big box? And I'm like, well, maybe there's multiples. I don't remember what I ordered.
Don't Amazon drunk.
Yeah, don't drink in Amazon, no. You might not be able to read your measurements
properly. We're going to have to get a circumference jig, so when it says 1 7/8 or inch or 5 inches, we know how big it really is.
So basically, I spent $50 on... It gave us a good laugh.
It did. We were laughing. Bunny goes, I want to talk about this on our video, on our next video, first thing.
I said, either that or we could autograph it and send it to somebody for a mere $500.
Right? We're still waiting on insurance on my issue. If you watched my broken video, we might have to do a GoFundMe. So maybe we'll
auction it off as a GoFundMe.
Maybe we'll give it to the person that donates the most at one time.
There you go. That would be worth it.
Or we can do it to where no matter what the donations are, we just enter a name for every donation. But it has to be over some amount. It can't be a buck.
It's going to cost like $25 to ship.
That's all right. So look out possibly for a GoFundMe. We don't want to do it. We don't want to do it. But surgery, if we have to pay for it, it's about $20,000.
Yes.
So we're still waiting to do an update video on that.
Yes. As soon as we know, that'll be coming out.
Yes.
All right. So you know what? The past 3 weeks, like I said, they actually went a lot faster than I anticipated them going.
It actually went really, but we had two great groups.
We did, and we got there on Thursday. Normally when we get there on Thursday, we're the first of our group. We were not this time.
No.
There was like already 15, 20 people there waiting.
Yes.
But they all went to bed.
Yeah, they did.
It was a travel day. Everybody was already in bed. I think, gosh. So let's start there. Don't ever travel when somebody's getting ready to do an election.
In Jamaica. Now, let's first start off. The travel advisory.
Yes.
They had Jamaica at a level 4 travel advisory. Now, we're not advising anything, but we did not feel uncomfortable there.
Mm-mm.
We went to dinner at Rick's Cafe and Ivan's Restaurant 3 times.
Yep.
We went on multiple pub crawls during our time. And talking to the multiple drivers we had and the staff at the resort, they all said that in the grill, they're not seeing anything. So when they're doing that Jamaican alert, they're covering they're putting a blanket over the whole country. Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's going to be, if you're looking for trouble,
you can find
trouble.
Yeah.
But yeah, we never felt unsafe at all.
No. But like I say, we're not advising anything. Whatever makes you comfortable.
Yeah, use your judgment.
Use your judgment. We go back here in the next few weeks.
Yep.
April 20th to the 27th for our Hito Hot Shots. And then we go back again in June. So we're still going back.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, there was an election going on.
Yes.
And we did not know that the president of Jamaica was in Lucy, which is the halfway point between Montego Bay and Negril.
Mm-hmm.
And we got stuck in...
Oh, gosh. Hopewell.
Hopewell.
Well, we were stuck about 4 or 5 miles before Hopewell.
Yeah.
Hopewell is going to be the first bigger town or parish between Montego Bay. Right after you leave Montego Bay, that's going to be the first biggest parish. Well, we were stuck there for like 2.5 hours in traffic.
Now this is a 2-lane island road, the ocean's on
literally,
your right.
Literally 2 lanes because there is nowhere to pass.
Look for the picture and I'll post it here. Our 2-lane road became a 5-lane road because every idiot in the world was trying to pass, which now they have to merge back in. And our driver was a safe driver.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't have asked him to do anything
illegal. No. They literally had everything even off to the road in the dirt on both sides were completely packed. People were trying to pass into oncoming traffic. Ambulances and police cars couldn't even get through.
We got passed by a cow.
We did. How do you get passed
Bunny
by a cow?
Bunny looks out the window and goes, there's a cow trotting past us.
Because in Jamaica, you know, sometimes they get off their leash. Because if they're not in a fence, they've got a leash and they're chained to the ground so they can pick that area around them. Sometimes they get off and they run down the road.
Yep.
And that's what happened. We got passed by a cow.
Now, we're still not seeing anything. We're thinking there's an accident. Because typically when you're in that kind of traffic and there's an accident, you're stopped because it is a two-lane road. And even our driver, Michael, says, oh, there's an intersection about a mile or so up. That's probably where the accident is. Because that's typically someone's pulling out or motorcycle accidents.
And it's not like you have Waze or Google Maps.
I had Waze.
Yeah, but you couldn't see if there
was... No, it didn't have all the alerts we have in the States.
No.
All I could tell is how far we were from hedonism.
So it took us 2.5 hours. We finally get through Hopewell. And we've seen a lot of people on the streets, but nothing that was more than usual.
Right.
So once we get through Hopewell, we start going. We're like, yes, finally, we're rolling.
And we're cruising.
And then we stopped again.
Hey, just before Lucy.
Well, as you go around the island, you don't really normally notice it when you're just driving, but when you're in dead stopped, you could actually see where it curved around and went through Lucy. And our driver says to us, hey, if you don't mind, I know this way we can go through the neighborhoods and we can avoid a lot of this traffic. So we did.
Yeah, that's when it got... That's when we didn't feel comfortable because all of a sudden... We're seeing a ton of people in this neighborhood. We never see people. We see a few people hanging out on their porches or barbecuing or stuff like that. But we never see a ton of people walking the streets.
No, and one of the things, too, you got to understand, in Lucy, their regular residential streets would be like what our alleys look like.
Yes.
So they're very narrow, and pretty much you can only get one car through there in each direction.
Right. And then talking to Michael, our driver, that's when we found out about, because everyone was wearing green.
Yes.
And we started noticing more and more green the more we approached the actual center of Lucy, and then we see thousands of people. Now, in America... That type of environment could turn ugly really fast.
Yeah.
So that's where we felt our uneasiness. But Michael assured us that he didn't even know the president of Jamaica was in Lucy. He just said they're having an election and they're celebrating. They weren't protesting. They weren't violent. They were happy. They were smiling. They were dancing.
Yeah, because the election hadn't even taken place yet.
Right.
This was on Thursday. The election was going to happen on Monday.
Yeah. So that made us feel a little more comfortable. And we got to... Then we made it through there just fine. I mean, after we went through there, then we realized we were totally safe. And we got to hedonism.
Yeah, but what normally takes an hour and a half drive to Montego Bay to New Grill took us 5 hours.
But we stopped at KFC.
We did.
For the first time in 14 years.
If you guys want some good KFC, go to Montego Bay.
if you're staying in Montego Bay.
Yeah, don't stop.
Because we stopped and we didn't realize that from the time we got parked and walked in, from the time we made our order, which was just three little box meals... to the time we got the three little box meals was 45 minutes.
Yes.
It is the most profitable and most busiest KFC in the world.
And also, too, I think that was our downfall because we had another guest that was there checking in the airport with us, and they had a private transfer, too. Well, they went straight ahead, and it only took them 2.5 hours.
Yeah, so...
I think that stop to get... The chicken put us behind everything.
Right.
But at least we had a meal and we didn't go in hungry.
But we didn't have a bathroom. Because there was no way to pull over. I was willing to pee in the bushes because all the other guys were doing that.
I was willing to, too.
Yep. And I was thinking, I was like, Bunny won't care. She'll drop her pants and pee. So we held it. Me and Bunny are good for 2 hours, and we held it for five and a half hours.
The minute I seen everything backing up, I had only probably taken like 3 drinks out of my soda. I'm like, no, no more.
Meanwhile,
I will never make it.
Drinking
never
mine
make
all
it.
Down.
And Michael had had us beer and water, and thank God we didn't drink beer.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I'm not a big fan of beer. if you had Red Stripe Light, maybe, but. Red Stripe, not my, it's more like Budweiser.
Yeah, and also, too, if you guys know this, if you go to Club Mobe, if you get Club Mobe, so, you know, it's going to bypass you through immigration. It gives you a little lounge while you wait for either your driver or your van. You can get rum punch to go.
Yeah.
Thank God I did not do that.
Right.
Thank God I didn't even do that. We didn't even use the lounge. We just walked right out and got into his car.
So we get to Hedonism, and they have a new general manager.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to meet him.
Yes.
Very, very nice guy. He seems like he's going to be a he's going to, in his, what we see, because we only saw him for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He'll do good.
Yes.
We don't know the politics or how things handle from the management to the general manager, like above him.
Right.
But Bunny made a comment that the glasses looked a little dingy, and it was water spots. It looked like the dishwashers needed to be cleaned, the filters. And lo and behold, the next night, all the glasses were crystal clear.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's little things like that when you're running. Maybe they ran out of that stuff that you put in it.
The dry stuff. The stuff you get in the car wash. Spot-free rinse. So I don't know. But anyway, it was nice to meet him.
Yeah,
so.
He's very nice, very personable.
Right.
I love talking to him. He's from the UK.
Yeah.
So, and we did ask, though, because one of the things that we always do is, you know, Hedonism has a no-tipping policy. People will get fired.
They
for
will
accepting tips.
Get fired.
So,
and believe it or not, it's just like any other job. People will tell management if someone gets a tip and they see it. So it's not like they're going to. It's like in America, like any other job, somebody doesn't like it because they're not supposed to do it. That's how they're going to get found out.
Right. So. We bring Snickers bars.
We brought 140 Snicker bars.
Yes. And then every couple of days, I'll walk around. First, I hit the bartenders.
Yeah.
I always want to take care of the bartenders.
I took care of the wait staff.
The wait staff.
And the late midnight cooks.
Yes.
I always went over, because they never get nothing.
Mm-mm.
So I went over there, and they were pretty excited.
Yep. As we go by groundskeepers, we hand them to everybody.
Yep. And the front office.
Yes.
So we took care of everybody we could.
And when you bring Snickers, they come out. Everybody's like, I want one, I want one. And the biggest one is one of our wait staff that we've known there for years. He's like, oh, could I have 2 for my grandchildren?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. You want more? But we actually asked David. We're like, hey, you know, they say that it tastes different.
Yeah, because he's from England.
He goes, I can attest to that.
Yeah, he said it was sweeter.
Mm-hmm. So if you have any ideas, you know, they definitely tip in Snickers.
Yeah, and I watched a TikTok on this English girl who tries American foods, and they have Kit Kats in England. And she tried an American Kit Kat and didn't like it because it was too sweet.
Too sweet.
I remember
actually,
that.
Because we do have that one bartender, and he says, I don't like sweet.
Yeah.
He goes, and those are too sweet for me.
Too sweet. So that's where we come in. we're just too sweet.
We are too sweet. Next time, I think we have to bring more Snickers.
Right. So we did get a room. And it used to be an ocean view nude room. And they had to change it to garden view regular because when you open the window, all you see is a roof.
Yeah, it's right behind the dive shack.
Yeah,
it's actually,
between Flame and the dive shack.
It's actually a really good location.
It has a balcony that you could sit out on that we sat on every single night.
Yes.
And we get to say hi to people walking into the nude pool and back.
Now, I did find out that the particular room that we were in was horrible for cell reception.
Yes.
Now, for you people...
If you're trying to call Tom's Trips, which is the number...
Wait, right here?
Right there. And it, Bunny didn't answer because we found out about the horrible cell reception about a week into our stay.
Yeah, and it literally...
We were just wondering why the phone wasn't ringing.
One of our other host couples was right below us, the room directly below us, and they didn't have any issues. It was just that particular area. When I went around, everything dropped.
Right.
Sucked. So I told them I can't have that room anymore.
So our first week was Old Fat Guys with Hot Chicks.
Oh, my God.
We absolutely love that group.
We do. I haven't, you know, we haven't laughed so hard in such a long time, and it was such a good, refreshing time to go. After the holidays and after the back-to-back with January, it was just great to let loose and have fun with them.
Well, and one of the things is, it's such, they started off with, what, four or five couples years ago, and now like 77 rooms.
Yeah.
They are so big. Now, as a host couple, we do the pool games. We usually bring a DJ or an entertainer. But if not, we got to coordinate with the Jamaican DJ. Mm-hmm. We do the cocktail parties and we do the meet and greets. We do the offsite dinners and the pub crawls. This year, well, last year too, but this year was even better. They got their own entertainment committee. They're on their own Facebook chat. And one of the couples, Paula, she's kind of in charge of it, I think. Mm-hmm. And... she coordinated the room crawl.
Yep.
They coordinated all the pool games. Me and Bunny we did the offsite dinner and we set up the pub crawl, but pat on Bunny's back, she got those old fat guys a cooler full of beer and an extra case of beer to
for
go
the
in
pub crawl.
Before we started the pub crawl.
We did. We went through over two cases of beer.
Yep. Plus, and that was just a start.
Plus bought at the bars.
And we bought at all the bars. So it's just very nice that we're more of a support asset between the group and the resort.
It was so nice to just sit in the pool and watch other people put on the games.
We do want to say big, huge thank you to the Old Fat Guys with Hot Chicks for making us so welcome, but also allowing us to enjoy our time and not feel like we had to be responsible for each and every single event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. And then they have one of the guests works for or does Pure Romance parties.
Yes.
So she...
maybe you should have called her on that Doc Johnson Vaculok thing, because obviously we don't know measurements.
They donated all of the marital aids to give away as prizes.
Yeah.
So it was really, really nice.
That was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it upped the prize value.
Yes. And it just goes to show how many amazing people travel.
Yes. So if you're interested in Old Fat Guys with Hot Chicks, I'll tell you what. It's not Old Fat Guys. Maybe one. but the women are everything from, what like 20s to...
Well, yeah.
50s, 60s. So, okay there?
Yeah.
But me and Bunny fit in well with our height, weight, age, all that stuff. Don't you agree?
Yeah. So when we went on the pub crawl, most all of us wore our Old Fat Guys with Hot Chicks shirts.
I'll put that picture.
Yeah. So, and when we
That's
came back.
That's three pictures. Got to remember. Because a lot of times I say I'll put a picture up,
and you
I forget.
So as we're coming back in to hedonism, this young girl looks at me and she goes, is that your old fat guy? And I'm like, yes. And she goes, dude, you're too skinny. You need to be kicked out.
I lost 60-some pounds. I mean, if you see our pictures and our social media and our videos, you could see I used to have a fat round head, and now it's getting more slender. I don't really have a gut no more. Mm-mm. So, yeah, I should be exiled from old fat guys.
No, that just goes to show that it's not. It's just a fun name.
It is a fun name.
And it's a really, really fun group.
Now, what you got to do is you got to go to tomstrips.com and click on group trips, and you'll see old fat guys with hot chicks. What are the dates next year?
Oh, I have it right here in front of me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
She just got a new price sheet.
February 22nd to March 1st.
Right. And what's the cheapest room?
$310 a night per person.
All right. So... singles are a little slightly more. Mm-hmm. So you definitely, if you can do double occupancy, it's cheaper all around. But old fat guys with hot chicks, definitely recommend it, because we will be there.
Oh, yes, we will.
We'll be the naked ones in the nude pool.
Watching the games.
Watching the games.
I think actually I got up and participated in one of them.
I think you did.
I did. I know you did. You look like a roll of Lifesavers.
So they prop these big lips. And they were gonna
I got them. You want to go put them on and show them? I guess that's a no.
Where are they at?
Huh?
Where are they at?
They're in my room. You want me to go get them?
Go get it.
I'll go get them.
But I'll explain why. So they say they're going to have a beer chugging contest, and I haven't chugged a beer in years. And I'm thinking, I can do this, because it's just those like 12-ounce glasses, and I'll just inhale both of them. Although I was up against some stiff competition, because these guys, a lot of them are from Wisconsin, and all they do is drink beer and eat cheese. And but I thought I could hold my own with them. And they bring out, after we're all standing there and they hand us each two beers, they bring out these lips. And Bunny is taking forever, because now I'm going to run out of time. But we all had to put these big lips on before we chugged the beer.
I lied.
Oh, she lied. So the lips go under your over your teeth. So basically you bite down on it like vampire teeth, and you can't drink nothing through them. So when I'm drinking, it's just all pouring down everything. But you coming back?
I'm coming back.
You're coming back.
I lied.
She lied. But anyway, it added a little cool fun to the actual...
Had...
I could see up your skirt.
Oops. If I could have taken a picture when everybody turned around with those lips... Oh, my God.
It took like a couple minutes to even get them on.
They all had different colors. Yours was hot pink.
Was mine hot pink or
hot
red?
Pink. You had pink.
Okay.
Somebody asked red. They had purple. They had blue.
It was the color of the rainbow up there.
Oh, that was so funny. But, yeah, no one could chug a beer. It just went right down you.
Yes. So that was just a fun game. I lost.
You did lose.
I thought I was going to drown.
But that other game that we did, you look like a roll of Lifesavers candies.
So they have another game, and we've been doing it for years, and they throw out the little scrunchies, the thin round scrunchies, the hair ties, and all the guys put them around their member.
Yeah.
And... I'm sitting there.
When we do it, we throw them all out, and then people can pick them up and do it.
Right.
Yeah.
But they were giving each guy five. Mm-hmm. And so this girl comes up to hand me five, and I'm like, well, just put them on. So she starts putting them on and on and on and on. And mind you, my crap is broken. And she got up to 12 and there was still room.
But you look like the rainbow of fruit flavors.
I did look like the Lifesavers in the... So as girls were coming around trying to collect them because they won a prize by the person who was able to pull as the most off, I would only let each girl pull off three. Yeah. That way I gave more girls time to touch me. Hey, I milked it.
You did. You did.
Oh, stop. First, I let the first two girls pull them off.
Oh, yeah.
Then right. I heard they were supposed to use their mouths.
Oh, yeah.
So I made the other girl honored her deal and pulled me up to the side of the pool. And then another girl. So that completed my...
Yeah.
But so I screwed up in the beginning. So me being deaf, I didn't hear the rules of the game.
So even with a broken member, you still got taken care of.
I did. By multiple women.
That was fun.
I was... later on, after we went to another resort, I was walking into the pool, and our friend Denise looks up at me and goes, "You got it fixed?" And I said, "No." She goes, "What do you mean, no?" I said, "No, that's just where it hangs and starts at. It gets bigger from there."
It really does. Yeah. Yes.
She was like...
It's floating.
So that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
She thought I got my junk fixed, and she's like, "That was fast. I just saw your video." I'm like, no. Unfortunately, it's not.
No. Got to make a phone call this week. So.
All right. So back to hedonism.
But no, we can always.
We're fine. Yeah,
because
this is
going to
be a podcast. What's that?
35 minutes.
What, do you want to do a part two?
Yeah, we got to do a part two because we still got lots of stories from Ms. No Swimsuit.
Okay, so we're going to just stop this one and restart it. We're going to wear the same clothes and we're going to do part two while we're still fresh thinking about everything.
Yeah, because I got to recite my pickup lines that I heard.
Okay. All right, so we'll be back in a little bit.
We'll see you soon.
See you soon.